You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
No, so I apologize. The word that was used was incident.
Right.
Correct.
But you don't use the word collision at all in your January 30th, 2025 report.
That is correct.
I appreciate you checking that, sir. Also, and please keep your report handy.
Sure.
Your January 30th, 2025 report does not in any way detail the timing of what you now call a text stream event at all, correct?
No, it does not.
So in your January 30th, 2025 report, you refer to it as an incident, and in your May 8th report, you refer to it as a text stream event, correct?
That would be referring to two different things.
Right, right. But did you use the parlance text stream event at all in your January 30th, 2025 report?
No, I did not.
But you're using it now, correct?
Correct.
And we're talking about the same event, right?
Correct.
In fact, your analysis and conclusions were limited in your January 30th, 2025 report to generally identifying a clock skew between Mr. O'Keefe's phone and Ms. Reed's infotainment system, correct?
That is correct.
On January 30th, 2025, you engaged in no further analysis to determine whether precisely the 11:62:2 text stream event that you now call it occurred, correct?
Correct.
Why not?
I was not asked to at that time. I was just asked to look at the general timeline and consistency of the timestamps.
So, back in January 30th, 2025, you were not asked to engage in analysis to determine when precisely the 11:62:2 text stream event occurred. Is that fair?
That is fair. And that is based on the common concept that, you know, a lot of cases that we work, there is clock skew, but we do not have events to precisely determine what that clock skew is.
Understood. So, wasn't your goal, however, on January 30th, 2025, to determine the correct timeline of events relative to this incident? Wasn't that your goal?
It was my goal to determine the data from the infotainment and telematics modules that were missed in the initial download, and create a timeline and consistency of those timestamps.
So your goal was to create a timeline, correct?
Correct.
And that timeline, among other uses, was to be for your colleague, Dr. Judson Welcher, to use that in his analysis, correct?
That is correct.
So you knew not only what your purpose was, but you knew what your work was going to be used for by Dr. Welcher, your colleague, correct?
Well, I knew it was going to be provided, yes.
Well, you knew it was going to be provided. Have you ever talked to Judson Welcher, your colleague, about this case at all?
I have vaguely, yes.
How many times have you talked to him?
I would count a handful of times.
And just give me a general idea of the nature of the discussions between you and Dr. Welcher. You're both working on the same, quote, incident, right?
Sure, yes.
What would have been the nature of those discussions?
So those discussions would have been identifying what I found on the infotainment and telematics modules, and a discussion, you know, explaining that data to Dr. Welcher.
So did Dr. Welcher ever tell you, your colleague, why he wanted to use that data for his purposes?
For reconstructing a timeline.
And for reconstructing a timeline and picking a time for the what you now call a text stream event, correct? You knew that's what he was doing.
Correct, for a timeline, yes.
Right, so you knew that for the 11-62-2 text stream event, he was going to use your analysis back in January of 2025 to try to pinpoint that text stream event 11-62-2, correct?
That is correct.
You knew that?
Yes.
And you know that he used that data to select a specific range for that text stream 11-62-2 text stream event, correct?
I don't know if select would be the right word. I understand what you're saying, yes.
What term would you use?
Sure. So based on the data, he's identifying the time approximately when that event would have occurred.
And that text stream event, that 11-62-2, is what Aperture is contending is a time of a collision. Is that correct, to your knowledge?
That's sustained on that. Ask it differently, Mr. Nelson.
Do you know the purpose of the 11-62-2 text stream event in the analysis performed by your firm?
No, Dr. Welch, I do not.
So you performed your analysis and all these timelines that you talked about on direct without knowing what Dr. Welcher was going to do with that data?
No, so sorry, I misspoke. So it would be to timeline the time and date, or to put a time and date with when that text stream trigger would have occurred.
Exactly.
Right.
So you knew what the purpose was of your work.
Correct.
With regard to Dr. Welcher's work.
Correct.
And isn't Dr. Welcher's work on the 11-62-1 and the 11-62-2 text stream event an important aspect of the work of Aperture in this case?
Yes, it is.
Did anybody from the Commonwealth ask you in your January 30th, 2025 report to not discuss your work in connection with the text stream 11-62-1 and the 11-62-2 events?
No.
But you didn't discuss that, meaning the 11-62-1 and 11-62-2 events, in your first report in January 30th, did you?
That was not part of my report, correct.
But you did delve into that, and pretty heavily, in your May 8th report, correct?
Correct.
And you delved into that pretty heavily in the middle of this trial, correct?
Correct.
So after the trial, do you know the trial started around April 22nd in this case?
Generally? Yes, generally.
So let's do the timeline on this. January 30th, 2025, you prepared your initial report, correct?
Correct.
In that initial report, you mentioned nothing about text stream event 11-62-1, correct?
Correct.
In that report, you mentioned nothing about text stream event 11-62-2, correct?
Correct.
The trial starts April 22nd, correct?
Correct.
Roughly.
Generally.
No, the trial in this case, this trial about April 22nd, after the trial starts and after witnesses, of course, are appearing, you prepare another report, correct?
Correct.
And that's your May 8th report.
Correct.
Right in the middle of this trial.
Correct.
And right in the middle of this trial, you enlarge the number for the 21 to 29 range. That's bigger than what was in your first report, correct?
No, that is not correct.
Well, you changed the number, don't you?
No, I did not change the number.
Well, let's go back to see exactly what you did, sir.
Sure.
Let's start with the basics. You said on direct examination, sir, that you prepared your May 8th report on your own initiative. Those were your words on your direct testimony, correct?
Correct.
I'm going to read the first line of your May 8th, 2025 report.
Okay.
Do you have it in front of you, sir?
I do, yes.
It starts, "Dear Mr. Brennan," do you see that?
Yes, I do.
"Pursuant to your request," that's a request you're referring to of Mr. Brennan, correct?
Correct.
"I have completed an additional analysis concerning the above referenced matter. To formulate opinions, the following additional items were reviewed." This wasn't done on your initiative. You put in writing you did it at the request of Mr. Brennan. Which is it?
So that was on my own initiative. This is a holdover, so a copy and paste from my original report.
You're explaining the May 8th report in your language, pursuant to your request, as a cut and paste from a previous report?
Yes, I am.
Do you cut and paste important information from one report to the other without checking it for accuracy?
I copy and paste certain portions.
Do you ever review what you cut and paste to see if it's accurate?
Yes.
You didn't review it this time, though, did you, sir?
No. I did not think it was significant.
Oh, you don't think it's significant, sir, that the matter is in the middle of a trial and there's a request for a new report after testimony has occurred in that trial? You don't think that's important?
Objection.
Sustained.
Why did you prepare the new report then?
Sure. So there was a claim from a PowerPoint presentation by Mr. DeSogra of trying to adjust clock syncs or clock making clock adjustments based on the synchronization of certain events. That was produced in March. Upon reviewing that, my initial thoughts were to address that in testimony. But as I was preparing for trial, I made the decision that it needed to be better addressed in a supplemental report.
But you understand that the report that you're referring to, that's the report of Mr. Soger, correct?
It is a presentation of Mr. DeSogra.
It's correct. A presentation. You understand his presentation merely was responding to the work that you did, correct?
No, that's not correct.
So your belief is that Mr. DeSogra's report didn't address at all what you had done?
Partially, yes, but no.
Okay, but let's cover the basics. You
sure
agree that Mr. DeSogra addressed, at least in part, the work that you had done?
He tried to address, yes.
Right. So do you know the date of Mr. DeSogra's report as March 5th? Does that sound right to you?
Yes, that's
so
what I said.
So you had Mr. DeSogra's report that you claim was the basis for you on your own in the middle of this trial creating and submitting a new report. You claim that the basis for that was Mr. DeSogra's report of March 5th of 2025.
That is correct.
You waited 2 months to do that?
Again, my initial thoughts were to address it on
my
testimony.
My question, sir, is not your thoughts. Just, did you wait 2 months?
Just let him finish the answer.
Sure. My question, sir, finish it how you'd like.
Sure. So
2 months, was it 2 months between March 5th and when you submitted your report on May 8th? Is that 2 months?
Yes, it is.
So, did you know when this trial was going to start, sir, generally?
Yes.
Do you think it's fair to submit a report without anybody asking you in the middle of a trial?
Objection.
Sustained.
As we've been discussing, you issued a brand new report in this case dated May 8th, 2025, correct?
Correct.
That changed your analysis, correct?
No, it did not change my analysis.
Were there changes to your analysis in it?
There were clarifications.
Clarifications.
Correct.
Let's address that. In your January 30th, 2025 report, you did not mention Techstream event at all, did you?
No, I did not.
And you didn't mention collision at all, correct?
No, I did not.
And you mentioned both of those now in your May 8th, 2025 report, correct?
I don't know if I mentioned collision. I'd have to go to my report and look.
But you certainly do mention Techstream events, correct?
Yes, that's
correct. And you label them 1162.1 and 1162.2, correct?
Correct.
That's a change from your first report, isn't it, sir?
No, it's not a change. It's a supplement.
Oh, so your definition is that when you add something to a report, it's not a change, it's a supplement?
That is what it is, yes.
Who did you speak to regarding the May 8th, 2025 report before you prepared it?
And no one before I prepared it.
So you just prepared it on your own?
I did.
Did you have any communications at all? I asked you who you spoke with, but did you have any communications at all with either Detective Lieutenant Tully or Buchanan?
So I did reach out to Tully to get a full set of the location data, yes.
So you reached out to Detective Tully before you prepared your May 8th report, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Did he tell you that the trial had started in this case?
No, not during that conversation, no.
That's not the first communication you had with Detective Tully, was it?
No, it's not.
How many conversations have you had with Detective Tully?
I would say a handful.
How much is a handful?
I would be speculating, but we'll say 5 to 10.
5 to 10?
Sure.
Is Detective Tully expert at all in digital forensics?
No.
But you've had 5 to 10 conversations with him?
Correct, to get provided information.
At any time has anybody from the Commonwealth had a discussion with you relative to your January 30th, 2025 report or your May 8th, 2025 report about keeping flexible the timelines for any events in this case?
No, sir.
Did you have any discussions at all regarding the May 8th, 2025 report you prepared in the middle of this trial with anyone from the district attorney's office?
Yes.
When did you have those discussions?
That would have been on, you know, probably May 7th when I reached out to Mr. Brennan.
So you reached out to Mr. Brennan on May 7th. 2025, correct?
Correct.
That's before May 8th of 2025, correct?
Correct.
So before you sent that report in, you had a discussion with Mr. Brennan about it, am I correct?
Correct.
What was that discussion about?
That was just a discussion over the data and what the report said.
So you were discussing with Mr. Brennan what was going to be in your report, including data and analysis, correct?
Correct.
Did you tell Mr. Brennan that you were going to be submitting the report shortly to him on May 8th?
Yes.
Did you agree to a time when you would submit that report?
No, I did not.
Did you tell him when you were going to submit it?
No, I did not.
But after the conversation on May 7th, you discussed with him that you had either pretty close to finalize the report. It's a pretty extensive report, right?
Correct.
So on May 7th, you were pretty well along the way in that report, correct?
Correct.
Did you let Mr. Brennan know then?
Yes.
So he knew the nature of the report. He knew how far along you were with it.
Correct.
Did you have any other calls with anybody from the prosecution's office other than that about your May 8th report?
No, I don't believe so.
Did you have any texts with anybody about your May 8th report?
No.
Did you communicate with anybody else about your upcoming May 8th report?
No, I would have provided a copy to Dr. Welcher.
Your colleague?
Correct.
So Dr. Welcher knew you were working on this report, correct?
He knew I submitted the report. I don't know if he knew I was working on the report.
Did he know you were going to submit the report before you submitted it?
Yes, I'm sorry, yes.
Did he know what was going to be in the report?
Yes, he did.
Did he support the fact that you were going to submit a report in the middle of trial?
I can't speak for Dr. Welcher.
But he knew you were going to do it?
Correct.
Did he say anything, don't do that? Or did he have any comment about the fact you were going to submit it?
Not that I recall off the top of my head.
Not that you recall? So is it possible he did comment on whether you should submit it in the middle of trial?
No, he would not have commented on whether I should have submitted it or not.
How many times in your career, sir, have you submitted a supplemental or amended report in the middle of trial?
This would be the only one that I recall.
So this is the only time. How many years have you been doing this?
Approximately 10 years.
And so approximately 10 years, this is the first time you've submitted a amended supplemental report in the middle of a trial.
A supplemental report, correct.
As you call it, a supplemental report in the middle of trial.
Correct.
Do you know a person by the name of Ian Whiffen?
Yes, I'm familiar with the name.
You say you're familiar with the name. Are you more than familiar with his name? Are you familiar with his work?
I'm familiar with his report in this case, yes.
So you're familiar with his work if you're familiar with his report, correct?
Correct.
Were you given do you know that Mr. Whiffen has testified in this trial?
No, I do not.
And with regard to Mr. Whiffen's report, did you read it?
Yes, I did read his report.
And that would be of interest to you, correct? That's why you read it?
Correct.
Because Mr. Whiffen's report, and are we talking about Mr. Whiffen's January 2025 report or his March 2025 report? Are you aware there's two of them?
No, I'm not.
Do you know which one you're referring to?
That would be the January report.
So the January 2025 report, are you aware that there's just a couple minor differences between the two reports, or you're just not aware?
I'm not aware either way.
Assume there's very minor differences with the reports. Mr. Whiffen's reports contain information and some detailed, and they're long reports, right?
Yes, they are.
So Mr. Whiffen's report contains information about the cell phone of Mr. O'Keefe, correct?
Correct.
It contains information about the location data in Mr. O'Keefe's phone, correct?
Correct.
It contains information about the phone calls in Mr. O'Keefe's report, correct?
Correct.
It contains information about the temperature of the battery in the iPhone of Mr. O'Keefe, right?
Correct.
It has some timelines in that report, correct?
Correct.
And those timelines have very specific events that are represented in the data from Mr. O'Keefe's cell phone, correct?
Correct.
As a matter of fact, it's got location data and times that you have used in your report and PowerPoint presentation here, correct?
Correct.
When did you receive the report of Mr. Whiffen with regard to the cell phone of Mr. O'Keefe?
So I would have received his report sometime in January.
So four months ago, you had the report of Mr. Whiffen with substantial information about the types of databases you can find in the iPhone, location data, health data, phone calls, and a timeline, among other information, correct?
Correct.
You had all that information?
Correct.
And you had GPS location data in that report regarding Mr. O'Keefe's iPhone, correct?
Correct.
Do you know what an SQLite database is?
SQLite? Yes. Yes.
And an SQLite database is one of the many databases that are contained within an iPhone, including Mr. O'Keefe's iPhone, correct?
Correct.
And you testified on your direct that you have general knowledge about cell phones, correct?
Correct.
And you say you've got certifications with regard to cell phones, correct?
Correct.
And your certifications include being able to read Cellebrite and apply the Cellebrite tool, correct?
Correct.
And you have certifications that allow you to apply and utilize magnet forensics, like, for example, their Axiom program, correct?
Correct.
And you've done that in your career. You've applied those tools before this case, correct?
Correct.
And you've applied those tools after your work in this case. You apply them pretty much frequently, correct?
Correct.
So the tools, the databases in an iPhone, and all the location data, etc., that was all information you had and you knew and had facile with back in January of 2025, correct?
Correct.
And you had access to the SQLite database because you had Mr. Whiffen's report, correct?
Correct. I had the report, yes.
You had the report. Do you recall on your direct testimony saying that one of the reasons that you did this supplemental report on May 8th was you got new information or more information about Mr. O'Keefe's cell phone?
Yes, correct.
You had that information through Mr. Whiffen's report back in January of 2025, didn't you, sir?
Correct. I had the report. I did not have the data.
Well, didn't Mr. Whiffen's report discuss location in a pretty detailed manner?
Yes, it did.
And didn't he use GPS location data in that report?
Yes, he did.
And you had that in January 4 months ago, correct?
Correct.
And you read it 4 months ago.
Correct.
Yet you still submitted a report on May 8th in the middle of this trial, correct?
Correct.
Are you familiar with a digital forensic analyst named Jessica Hyde?
I am familiar with the name, yes.
Do you know she's working on this case on behalf of the Commonwealth?
Yes, I think I have heard that in conversations.
Have you read any of her reports?
No, I have not.
So you're aware she's working on the case, but you're not aware of whether she's issued reports in this case?
Correct.
So you're not aware whether she has issued reports that mention about GPS location data, correct?
Correct.
Did you ever ask for her reports?
No, I did not.
Did anybody ever tell you or comment to you whether your analysis is consistent or inconsistent with the reports of Mr. Whiffen or Ms. Hyde?
No.
Did you watch their testimony in this trial?
No, I did not.
Did you learn of their testimony in this trial?
No, I did not.
Did anyone from law enforcement or any other aspect of the Commonwealth provide you with any summary of their testimony?
No, they did not.
But you had access to Mr. Whiffen's report with regard to his analysis and the data from Mr. O'Keefe's cell phone back in January of 2025, correct?
Correct.
Having read Mr. Whiffen's January 2025 report, you know that his report contains statements about movement and other activity of Mr. O'Keefe's phone after your time period in your original report of January 30th, 2025, correct?
No, not after the time period, no.
Let's take a look at that.
Sure.
Let's take a look at your January 30th, 2025 report. Well, we'll come back to that. I'll do that in an order that makes a little bit more logical sense. You've mentioned, and just to cover the foundational parts, that you're not the only employee of Aperture that's been hired to testify as a witness on behalf of the Commonwealth in this trial, correct?
Correct.
Your colleague, Dr. Judson Welcher, has also been retained by the Commonwealth through Aperture, correct?
That is correct.
Justin Welcher, Dr. Welcher, is a biomechanical engineer, correct?
Correct.
Do you know whether Dr. Welcher holds any professional certifications?
I do not know.
Does Dr. Welcher's expertise extend beyond your own?
It is a different discipline than my own, yes.
So it's a different discipline. So it could be horizontally extended, and it also can be vertically extended depending upon the subject matter?
Sure.
That's a fair statement?
Sure.
Your colleague, Dr. Welcher, who is an engineer, did opine on the timing of the TechStream event 1162-2 in his report of January 30th, 2025, correct?
Objection.
Is this the objection sustained?
I'll reword it, Your Honor. Do you know whether Dr. Welcher opined on the timing of TechStream event 1162-2 in his January 30th, 2025 report?
Yes.
So you do know?
Yes.
What is the timing of the TechStream event 1162-2 in the January 30th report of Dr. Welcher, your colleague?
Objection.
So why don't I see you at sidebars?
May I proceed, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for your patience, Mr. Burgess. You're aware that Dr. Welcher created a PowerPoint presentation with regard to his work in January of 2025, correct?
Correct.
Did you ever discuss that work with Dr. Welcher that he was doing?
No, I did not.
Did you ever review any of his work at any point, including up to the point where you're sitting on the stand today?
I have reviewed the slides that are included in Mr. DeSogra's presentation.
Okay. In the slides that are included in Mr. DeSogra's report include, those slides you're referring to are the slides of Dr. Welcher, your colleague, correct?
Correct.
And the slides that are in Mr. DeSogra's report about Dr. Welcher discusses the 1162.2 text stream event, correct?
Correct.
So you have looked at, albeit through Mr. DeSogra, you have looked at the slide that Dr. Welcher had in his report regarding the text stream event 1162.2, correct?
Correct.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
You're welcome. May I have this marked as the next exhibit for identification, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you.
And of course, report.
Exhibit AAA for identification.
Okay.
Thank you. May I present it to the witness?
Yes.
Thank you. May I remain here for a few questions?
Sure.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Burgess, yes. If you could take a look at what has been marked for identification is AAA, and tell me, once you've had a fair opportunity to look at it, whether you recognize that slide.
Yes, I do recognize that slide.
And, sir, what do you recognize that slide as?
It is a slide that states a number of times associated with text stream event 1162.2, which would be the second event.
And did you consider this exhibit AAA in your preparation of a response to Mr. DeSogra's March 5th, 2025 presentation?
Yes, I did.
I offer this into evidence, Your Honor, AAA for identification.
Okay.
I'd like to put the whole report in.
Your Honor, I have no need to put it. The report's 143 pages.
So I'm going to let this in, and I haven't decided yet about the whole 143 pages. Okay.
Fair enough, Your Honor. And I reoffer it into evidence, Your Honor.
Yes.
Exhibit 188.
Could someone provide me with that 143 page today, please?
Sorry, what are you asking for?
For a copy from me of that 143 pages before we leave today.
Before we leave, we'll get it, Your Honor.
Thank you.
One way or another. Thank you.
Yes.
You can please.
Hold on. Was it marked?
It was. It's 188.
What number?
188.
Thank you.
May I present it back to the witness, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you. Sir, you now have what is in evidence as Exhibit 188 for identification. I draw your attention, and this is the slide that you considered in responding to Mr. DeSogra, correct?
In response to Mr. DeSogra's analysis of this slide, yes, correct.
Correct. And this slide, to be clear, is a slide prepared by your colleague at Aperture, Dr. Judson Welcher, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Sir, could you please read the time that Dr. Welcher states for when infotainment trigger 1162.2 occurred?
So that would be text stream trigger, just for clarification, but yes, I can.
Well, let's go to that. You use the parlance text stream trigger. Dr. Welcher uses infotainment trigger, but it's 1162.2. You both use 1162.2, correct?
Correct. And I think that may be a misunderstanding of how he's worded it.
Well, Your Honor, I'd actually move to strike that about what Dr. Welcher. I'm just going to what the document says.
I'm just going to leave it, but go on.
Thank you, Your Honor. So the document says that the infotainment trigger 1162-2 occurred at approximately 12:31:38, correct?
Correct.
And that it ended at 12:31:43, correct?
Correct.
So we've got the trigger, according to Dr. Welcher, as of recently as January 30th, 2025, starting at 12:31:38 and ending at 12:31:43, correct?
Correct, according to the Lexus clock.
Right, yes. So now let's go down to what says below. Per report from Ian Whiffen, O'Keefe's cell phone data showed, quote, most notably, all device lock events, including the final lock event at 12:32:09, were user initiated by the user pressing the side button briefly. You see that, sir?
I do.
And did I read that correctly?
You did, with the caveat that's according to the iPhone clock.
Right, but in any event, that's what Dr. Welcher states on his slide, correct?
Correct.
Do you know, sir, that the iPhone data reported by Mr. Whiffen that you read, that Dr. Welcher references, do you know that report of Ian Whiffen says there was an end of a health event of 36 steps covering a distance of 84 feet that ended at 12:32:16, which is after 12:31:43?
Yes.
And you know that?
Yes, with the caveat those clocks have not been adjusted.
But you know that there was a end of health event of 36 steps covering a distance of 84 feet that ended at 12:32:16, which is after 12:31:43, correct?
Correct.
Just stating the comparison. So now what I'd like to do is to move on with regard to the analysis. So in Dr. Welcher wrote this, the slide he presented, it's dated January 30th of 2025, correct?
It's not dated here.
It's not dated, but
yes.
Do you know that Dr. Welcher created a report of January 30th, 2025?
I do know he created a report, correct.
Right, and that's the same date as your report, correct? Your
correct.
First report.
Correct.
So you both submitted your reports on the same date. They're both dated the same, at least, correct?
Yes, if they're both dated the same, yes.
Yes. Are you familiar with the concept of pocket state in iPhones?
I am familiar through Mr. Whiffen's report.
Okay. You said you've read Mr. Whiffen's report, correct?
Correct.
So you know that Mr. Whiffen states that there was a pocket state detected on the iPhone of Mr. O'Keefe at 12:33:14, correct?
Objection.
So the same, I'm going to strike it, this do it the same way, Mr. Lassie, okay?
I will, Your Honor. Thank you. Are you aware of whether Mr. Whiffen has put in the report you read a timestamp for detecting pocket states of Mr. O'Keefe? Are you aware of that in the report at all?
I am aware of that in the report, yes.
Do you know when Mr. Whiffen has noted a pocket state detected of Mr. O'Keefe's phone? Do you know?
So, Mr. Lassie, why don't you show it to me?
That's what I was going to do. I will, Your Honor. And if we could put it up, we've got it. That's already in evidence on the screen.
Okay.
It's already in evidence in screen.
So are you talking about Mr. Whiffen's report?
Correct. Well, you know what? I'm going to show him the report, Your Honor. I'll do it the way you suggest. Sir, do you recall the specific time that Mr. Whiffen has stated pocket states detected for the phone of Mr. O'Keefe?
No, I have not.
If I showed you a report of Mr. Whiffen, might that refresh your recollection as to when Mr. Whiffen has stated pocket state detective. Would that help?
Yes.
Okay, sir, I'm going to endeavor to do that. If I could have a moment, Your Honor, I have it.
Yes.
Thank you. I have it, Your Honor, if we could have a moment. I've got an agreement of sorts with Mr. Brennan. Could I proceed, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Burgess.
Yes.
I'm going to show you what are two pages out of the report of Mr. Whiffen that you referenced and we've been discussing about pocket state.
Sure.
And this one here, if you just read this line because it's the heading and then the next page, and tell me, sir, with reference to this entry right here, if you can, if that refreshes your recollection with regard to a column of pocket state with regard to the phone of Mr. and whether it refreshes your recollection on any comments Mr. Whiffen made about pocket state.
Objection.
I'm going to see you inside by for 2 minutes on this.
Okay.
Jurors, this seems like a good place to wait for the meeting. We thought maybe we'd get a few more minutes, but I understand. So, those same cautions, please do not discuss this case with anyone. Don't do any independent research or investigation into this case. If you happen to see, hear, or read anything about this case, please disregard it and let us know. And please be careful with your social media use. We will see you tomorrow morning. Thank you very much.
All right. Closing notebooks, to follow me, please.
Follow me back. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
So are we all set, Mr. Lessie, on this issue and for each time that might occur?
Understood, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. So we'll see you tomorrow.
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second. from the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.